Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today as I was going through the news this morning. And I listened to all the news last night, or most of it. Sometimes I kind of zone out. No, I don't fall asleep. I just zone out. But I was thinking of the life flow of a nation. What is the life flow of a nation? First, people. People are the life flow. Without people, you don't really have a nation. Without people, there's just a jungle, so to speak. Natural resources supply what the people need for life. The land. The people bring in their faith. But land and food and cover and energy. The economics, the currency of a nation. So the people come to the land, they see opportunity for living, good resources, good land. They can plant something on it and grow something on it. And so they must organize. They've got a little colony of people, and they create a little local government. There are more than one small communities, groups of people. There's a few more down the road yonder. And they decide that they could help one another, maybe. So the small communities get together and form just a little bit of a government, a little larger. But this is only intended to organize and protect the small communities. It was never intended to dictate or become the government over these small communities. Like we're reminded, God created the people, so God is first. The people created the state, the communities, so that is third. God created the people. God's one, people are two. The communities or the state are three. And then those states got together and created a federal government to assist, not to dictate. So fast forward to today. The people and their faith are now being stifled and questioned by that fourth entity, the federal government. The people are being controlled by that federal government. Their health, their education, their natural resources, their wealth, their economy and jobs, even their population. Again, you know me, I'm thinking simplistically here, trying to bring it down to a small way of looking at it. But have you ever wondered why? Their very life, the very life flow of a nation is being squelched. It's being controlled by government or so-called progressive thinkers. Abortion has removed millions of people from this land. Millions. Generations. A generation that has been just thrown away. People, the very life flow of a nation, gone. They weren't convenient. The natural resources are under attack from every which direction. We are in a huge debt crisis with our economy, so that the economy has no way of recouping, really. It's eventually going to fall. The fiat currency is basically IOUs, and the value is controlled by the big bankers, the Federal Reserve. They tell you what it's worth on a day-to-day basis. Your food sources are being controlled and manipulated as well. You as a consumer are losing control. Do you ever wonder why those who scream pro-choice give you less and less choices to live by. They want to take more away from you. And sometimes in the shopping realm, I'm thinking less choices are better for me because then I can't make up my mind. But not in life. The life flow of this nation is under attack from every which direction. From every which direction. You know, we have Daniel Turner on from time to time. And he talks about the energy side and the natural resources. We've seen the fires that are being... The government that's supposed to be controlling these forests, the wooded area, the natural resources there, they're doing a poor job of it and they just burn like wildfire. You know, I have a Gallup poll here. This particular poll is about the blue-collar worker. Now, I would say that the majority of those listening to me are blue-collar workers. You work hard for your money. That should be a song or something, you know? You work hard for your money. You do work hard for your money. And we have all these political heads that are telling you how to live, taxing you. I have an article here that Rudy actually found this morning. He's helping me out. George Soros leads the chorus of wealthy calling for a new wealth tax. You know, that all sounds all well and good, doesn't it? They're going to tax. It says billionaire George Soros and members of the Gund and Pritzker families are among a number of the world's wealthiest business leaders to have signed a letter calling for new U.S. wealth tax. You know, they have the money. If they really were concerned about the wealth of this nation, they could donate their money. Instead of donating it to certain agendas, they could probably help take down that national debt. But that would be, you know, too simple. Soros and the other signatures claim that a tax of 2 cents on the dollar on assets over $50 million and an additional tax of 1 cent on the dollar on assets over $1 billion could generate $3 trillion in tax revenue every 10 years. Now we're almost $23 trillion in debt, and they're willing to do this $3 trillion in tax revenue. How much do you think that's costing them? I mean, I don't know what their net worth is. I know it's millions and billions. But what do you think that's really costing them? Absolutely nothing. The letter was released and addressed to the 2020 presidential candidates. Claims America has a moral and ethical, what's that, cowboys here? Ethical and economic responsibility to tax our wealth more. They act like they're going to take one for the Gipper. They're not going to take one for the Gipper. Come on. A wealth tax could help address the climate crisis, improve the economy, improve health outcomes, fairly create opportunity, and strengthen our democratic freedoms. Our democratic freedoms? Instituting a wealth tax is in the interest of our republic. Oh, I love that wording. But it's a bunch of hooey. We're heading into a break. The life flow of a nation. They're pulling out the stops here. I think we're needing a tourniquet. We're bleeding so bad. 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about this, I don't know if they've got this named or not, other than it's a wealth tax that Soros is promoting, he and a couple other of his millionaire, billionaire buddies. It says here that it was presented as a call to action. The letter addresses the growing gap between the world's wealthiest and argues that millions of middle-income Americans already pay a wealth tax in the form of property taxes on their primary form of wealth, their home. I guess they could just remove that, you know, but that would be too simple. The next dollar of new tax revenue should come from the most financially fortunate, not from middle income and lower income taxes. I would be interested. We didn't look this up. We didn't have time to look this up. But I would be interested to know exactly how much, percentage-wise, property taxes are for us compared to this 1 cent and 2 cent tax that they're proposing in their wealth tax. I would like to know. Now, I realize they have more wealth, so. But how does that go percentage-wise? It, although described as nonpartisan and not an endorsement of any presidential candidate, the letter's name, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Representative Beto O'Rourke, table dancing Beto, as supportive of the wealth tax idea. Of course, Beto is very wealthy himself. The letter does not mention Senator Bernie Sanders. I thought that was interesting. It says Sanders in the past has argued for an estate tax plan with rate of 77%. Well, so has Elizabeth. Lizzie did that, too. On inheritances of more than $3.5 million. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said that the income above $10 million may need to be taxed up to 70%. So is this their answer for that? You know, they're going to go 1% to 2%. You know, you want 70, we'll give you 2%. How's that? 3%, we'll go that far. They're messing with you, folks. They're messing with you. If you think that's going to benefit you in any way, shape, size, or form, they're messing with you. And I started to say in the first segment, I have a Gallup poll. But this Gallup poll, and this is a Breitbart article, says that 4 in 9 blue-collar Americans want less immigration to the U.S. Now, it goes through this, and really, basically, by the time you're done with this article, it's every American wants less immigration. But the majority of the blue-collar workers, the less educated, they're saying, are stronger on this. But even those who are educated, and I kind of wrote here before I finished reading the article, the higher educator better watch out for the visa legal immigrants. However, all of them seem to want less immigration. I think most of us can recognize that when we have an invasion such as we are having on the border, that it's going to cause us problems in a nation. It's going to hurt the life flow of a nation. We don't begrudge people bettering themselves, but we want to know that that's what they're really here for and that they really have a purpose to be here. We can't all of a sudden become the nation of all nations. That's just not going to work economically. I don't care how many 3% the billionaires give us on their assets. I'm sure there's some way to move those assets with their little pencil work from one side to the other. So let's go to something that I received here. Speaking of the economics and speaking of the jobs and the workers and the blue collars and the white collars, and it says, why is it that in the 1950s and in the 1960s, a high school diploma got you the same job opportunities that bachelor degrees get you today? Now, we have Elizabeth Warren and we have Bernie Sanders that are promising everybody free education from kindergarten through the universities. Because it's too costly. Now, they don't, it's just like healthcare. They don't check into seeing why is it costly. They just say it's too costly. Of course, the government loans are pretty costly themselves for your education. It says back then, there were few people with four-year degrees worth much to an employer. Today, there are many people with four-year degrees worth little to an employer. Now, I worked in a factory. And that factory, when it hired supervisors, they had to have a college degree. They didn't have to have any experience. They didn't have to know how those machines worked or how the even flow went there in the factory. But they had to have a college degree. I don't even know if it mattered what that degree was in. But they had to have a degree. And I can tell you some of them could have used a little more experience and a little less degree. And I was just an operator. That's all I was. I wasn't a mechanic. I was just an operator. But these guys would come around and they were clueless, absolutely clueless. And they weren't coordinated enough to run three machines at one time. Now, those machines have gone south. Nobody in the U.S. does them anymore. And that's the Q-tip machines. So your Q-tips are made in Mexico. But 40 years ago, 45 years ago, 46, 48 years ago, I'm telling my age now, you might have had a Q-tip from me. I might have made your Q-tip. Economics 101, this gentleman tells me, in a depression, wages and prices go down. There are a few dollars in circulation worth much. During inflation, wages and prices go up. There are many dollars in circulation worth little. Now think about that. Think about what he's saying here. The parallel is that before the all-knowing government got into the business of deciding that everyone should have a college degree, those who did get a degree worked for it, and that is what stood out to an employer. Today, there are many with a college degree who were subsidized by the government to get it so that they were not worth as much as they were back then. Now, you've heard some of these other talk show hosts talking about how they worked their way through college. And some of them didn't even go to college, but they worked their way. You know, Sean Hannity likes to go on and on about how he did yard work, he did painting, he did roofing, he did construction work, he did it all. What if he poured concrete? I guess he did if he did construction. He worked. Had a newspaper route when he was a kid. I mean, he worked. It says in this that back then, four-year degrees were where the high-paying jobs were because there were few people with four-year degrees with that higher education. Today, skilled trades are the high-paying jobs because there are few skilled workers. Now you could say, well, I don't want to bust my back all my life. Well, then save, because you're going to be the one making the most money, because nobody else wants those dirty jobs. Why do you think garbage men get paid so well? Nobody else wants that job. There's no shame. There's no shameful job. Whether you're a dishwasher in a restaurant or an executive with a office with the window with a view. There's nothing to be ashamed of if you're working honestly, with integrity, doing something for others. Making life better for others. There's no shame in that. But I found that interesting, that back then, four-year degrees were where the high-paying jobs were, because very few people had four-year degrees. And today, it's the skilled trades that are their high-paying jobs, like your plumbing, your construction workers, your electricians, your iron workers. Those folks get paid more per hour. They may not have all the benefits others have, but they've got the higher paying jobs as far as the hourly wages, because they're short of supply. So do you really need that college education? I always heard, you know, you can have as many college education people that you want, but somebody still has to dig the ditches. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The life flow of a nation. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the life flow of a nation. The life flow of a nation, of course, first and foremost, are the people. God created the people. But when you decide where you're going to live, you judge those things on different, depending on what your occupation is, the land, if you're farming and ranching, your location. When you have got kids, you care about what the school is and where the hospitals are and where the doctors are. Different things attribute to that. Your faith is the lifeblood of a nation. You know, the energy, the natural resources, all of these are a life flow of a nation. The economy and all that comes out of this, out of the people. What they do with these natural resources, what they do with their faith, what they do with their land or their jobs or their opportunities there. We have been fighting the abortion issue for a long time here in this country. And the farther we get into, the more educated we come, technology has shown us that life within the womb. It's always a mystery, even when you can see it, that life is a mystery. Well, this is taking place in Britain. And there's a young girl, And it says at the very end of the article, I was thinking all through the article, well, how did this happen? How did this happen? That the police are looking into how she became pregnant. She's a mentally ill, not mentally ill, disabled young woman. She's 20, I believe it said here. And they're trying to force her, a judge, they're trying to force her to have an abortion. She doesn't want an abortion. There's a one side that says having a child, going through childbirth pain, is going to be something she doesn't understand. It's going to be hard for her to deal with. And a C-section would be hard for her to recoup from mentally and understanding and da-da-da-da-da. But the mother is there of this woman, and she says she can handle more than you think, and I will take care of this baby. And the mother is claiming it goes against their religion. She's Catholic. And she's also a member of, what did it call that tribe? Anyway, this young woman is in the battle of life for her child. And they are fighting it. And it says here that the doctors have argued that the abortion is in the woman's best interest, but others have argued and said that it is not in her best interest. So the judge has ruled that they cannot force her to have this abortion. So anyway, it's a battle. And it says the judge is ruling forcing the mentally disabled woman to have abortion. The appeals court has overturned the judge on this. For now, they have overturned it. This is a fight for life. Now, this one's happening in Britain, but we have similar here. Fights for life. And I was watching last night. It was so sad. And yet I rejoiced in the fact that someone was saying it out loud. We have one race of people that are attacked, that are targeted for abortion. And people need to say that out loud because it is a travesty, a sin, and it breaks my heart to know that. So not a whole lot changed since Margaret Sanger decided that she wanted a better race of people. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today? Are you there, Larry? I guess okay, we lost Larry. Okay, let's go to Joe from Arkansas then. Joe, how are you today? Joe? Well, I guess we lost Joe, too? All right, we're moving on. If you can call back, give us a call back at 877-895-5410. The life flow of a nation. People. So we have in the abortion industry, we are losing people right and left for convenience. Not for life. Not to save a life. For convenience of life. So we've become a very selfish people. A very selfish people. And it concerns me that we have so many attacks, and you know, the majority of them are on rural America when we talk about the land and the energy and the natural resources. However, when we talk about the life flow of a nation, and we talk about the taking of life. We talk about the cost of health care. Have you ever noticed they never really talk about the health care costs? It's all about insurance. It's not about cost. So yesterday, and I don't have that article in front of me, yesterday the president signed an executive order, and those hospitals have to tell you what they're going to charge you. Normally, you don't know till you get home weeks later and then you get that bill. And you still can't break down what was charged for what. And in this way, we have competition. So you can get you know, you can get prices from somewhere else. Now, we had the folks on from the surgical center down in Oklahoma, and that's what they do. They bid the jobs. They bid your knee replacement. They bid it. You know exactly what you're going to pay for it. It's up to you to turn it over to the insurance then. The life flow of a nation. Communication. That is one of the life flows of a nation. Our infrastructure. Are these not under attack as well? The infrastructure, we don't have, you know, you keep putting the tax dollars out, but where is it coming? I mean, where are those roads getting repaired? We see it some, and then we fuss. That's just kind of human nature, kind of like the weather. I wish it would warm up. Oh, man, it's too hot. The infrastructure. Healthcare. Education. Why is education so expensive? Why do these books cost $100 and $200 or more? Why? They didn't cost that much to make them. Why do they cost so much? Why do you have to take courses that have absolutely nothing to do with your major? Why? Because they get paid more if you do. That's why. But nobody breaks it down. Just like the hospital's not breaking it down, or the doctor's fees. They don't break it down. CPAs don't do it either. They won't show you their charges. Because they don't want you to compete. They don't want to be in competition with anyone. There's something wrong with that. There always has been something wrong with that.
Phone bill. Can't figure out the phone bill.
Phone bills. We can't figure out the phone web bills, a.k.a. CenturyLink. Well, let's talk about communication just briefly, just because this guy's a lot of fun. Jim Acosta, he wrote a book. You know what I think about that? He wrote a book. So he calls Barnes & Noble. He says, I'm coming for a book signing. Now, it was impromptu. In his defense, it was impromptu. He had he maybe sold 30 books that day, but they weren't lined up at his counter to sign books. He was just signing books so they'd be signed. Yeah, this Jim, I think your ego's bigger than your, I don't know, bigger than your actual existence with people. Anyway, he wrote a book. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other things within this realm of government, the life flow of a nation. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The title of today's show has been The Life Flow of a Nation. The Life Flow of a Nation. We've talked about several different things. I think you know where I'm going with this. The life flow of a nation are the people. The people, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what do those things mean? What do they mean to you? This is from Michael Duane Small. Now, we've had him on the air before, and I've read some of his things before, and you've really enjoyed them. So let me see. We won't be able to get through all of this. It's quite lengthy. But if you would like to have it, I'm sure that he wouldn't mind. What do these words mean? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One, you have the right to life because you are born. Two, you are at liberty to choose your own direction and to make your own way within the limits of common sense. To do otherwise is to damage the rights of others. Thus, you do not have the right to vote, comment, or act where your actions damage the common law right of all people or all citizens. When you vote, you must vote with knowledge of our understanding of our founding fathers and our founding documents if we are to preserve our heritage, the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, not their Constitution, meaning those D.C. occupiers. When you promote communism and socialism, you are voting against the supreme law of this land and all the founding documents that produced this republic form of government. And no, we are not and never were or have been a democracy. Yet that's what they fight for. You know, we've got to save the democracy, they say. Save the democracy. He says the dream or the pursuit of happiness, what you create through your efforts, the home, automobile, personal possessions, and all who have acquired by your own ambitions belong to you and cannot be taxed by any government. This is your life, governments steal because you allow this to happen to you, and then they take it away from someone else or from everyone. Your automobile is taxed and licensed, and yet it is your property, right? Because you earned the money to purchase it. But you are not allowed to travel unless you pay the government a license, a vehicle fee. Stolen property, stolen rights. Where you have the right to travel to any location you need or want to travel to. Your home and possessions paid for through the theft of Social Security, which is yours, and you borrow it against a mortgage on your home, and yet you must pay. Property tax on your own property, and when your mortgage is paid for, you must. Continue paying a property tax, but is it a tax? You received a deed, not a title, to the property you purchased with your own money and paid an interest to the banks on your own money for your own home, and you are listed on the deed not as an owner but as a tenant, of which is a renter. And if you do not pay your tax, of which can't be a tax because it is a rent of which, failure to pay means eviction from your own property, of which you can't be a tenant and an owner at the same time, and the fact your property has been stolen from you by stealing your Social Security, loaning your Social Security to pay for your home. Listen to what we go through, folks. That your Social Security pays for you to bank system that has no rights to your property, and of course your Social Security that you borrowed against your own home is paid to the bank and not back into your Social Security. Are you dizzy yet? Fraud upon fraud upon fraud upon fraud, he says. He starts out this article. Attorneys are not legal within elected positions of trust. Why? Ever wonder why the 13th Amendment was buried during the War of 1812? Did you ever look it up and read what it said about the Bar Association and attorneys? A limited government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then he goes in, and this is several pages long, explaining all of this. Fraud upon fraud upon fraud upon fraud. And yet we just continue. We continue to allow this fraud perpetrated against we the people. Mostly because we the people do not understand our rights. We do not understand the Constitution. We have not studied. We've forgotten our history. And now the history is not even taught in some respects. He goes in depth in some of this about the Constitution. You know, he talked about theirs and ours. Remember when we've talked about that, I have, what is that, 9 different articles on the Constitution Incorporated and what happened back in that day when they incorporated the Constitution of the United States. They incorporated the United States. And then each state incorporated. We've been duped. We've been duped by a bunch of attorneys. You know, it gets complicated and it does make you dizzy and you just want to throw up your hands and say, I don't care, I just want to live my life and be on my own. You know, that's all well and good, but if we stick our heads in the sand, so to speak, and we don't try to preserve the life flow of this nation, our faith, our people, our Constitution, our rights and liberties, not given to us by a piece of paper, but by God. If we don't do something to get those back, or to understand what they truly are, you can maybe hide your head in the sand. But what kind of life is ahead for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren? Or do you care? I care. That's why I'm here. I am worried about their lives ahead. Their education. Their natural resources. The song you're hearing, title is Coming Home. The life flow of a nation. The people. It is their God, the people. And the blessings that He has given them. If we reject and fail to acknowledge that, we will lose it all. But if we stand up and do the righteous things, we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.